I feel you near. Once more, you're my love of yesteryear. Howdy, folks. Yes, sir, this your old friend Singing Sam. Let's just settle back and reminisce a bit. What do you say, huh? Good to be back with you all again, and I reckon this is as good a time as any for us to sit back and relax and enjoy a bit of reminiscing and remembering. And if you'll pardon me for saying so, I think it'd be sort of nice to say hello to our memories with this grand old tune that we used to sing whenever we wanted to say goodbye. Toodaloo. Toodaloo, till tomorrow, sweet dreams to you. Nighty-night, sleep tight. Toodaloo, here's a kiss for you. Toodaloo, soon in dreamland I'll be with you. Once again, till then, toodaloo, here's a kiss for you. Before you go, let me take the time to say I love you so, and it was a lovely day. Toodaloo, soon the Sandman will call on you. Nighty-night, sleep tight, toodaloo. Toodaloo, here's a kiss for you. Toodaloo, soon the Sandman will call on you. Nighty-night, sleep tight, toodaloo. You know, there's been a whole lot of words written and said, I reckon, on the subject of love. And in particular, there's been a mighty fine lot of pretty phrases invented for a man to call the girl that he figures is the grandest girl in all the world. But no matter how fancy and how flowery those phrases and words may be, they've never yet come up with two words that hold more meaning than these two. They've been whispered in lowered tones when the lights are dim and there's no one close around. And a fellow's got the girl that he loves in his arms, and he calls her my darling. My darling, you're divine tonight. Your kiss is all I'm dreaming of. Sweetheart, sweetheart, this is love. My darling, hold me closer still. My darling, make this night a thrill. You'll hear a story old but new. My darling, I love you. It's sort of strange the way some people like to put a name on certain parts of their town. I remember down our way, there used to be one section they called Over the Tracks. It used to be sort of tough on the youngsters who lived there, hearing the place where they lived always referred to as Over the Tracks. Made them a little ashamed of it. I reckon it's the same in every town, even great big New York town, where the songwriters a long time ago celebrated in words and music the charms of that famous old section, the Bowery. The Bowery, the Bowery, they say such things and they do strange things on the Bowery, the Bowery. I'll never go there anymore. On the night that I struck New York, I went out for a quiet walk. Folks who were on to the city say, better by far that I took Broadway, but I was out to enjoy the sights. There was the Bowery ablaze with lights. I had one of the devil's own nights. I'll never go there anymore. Oh, the Bowery, the Bowery. They say such things and they do strange things on the Bowery, the Bowery. I'll never go there anymore.
The Bowery, the Bowery. They say such things and they do strange things on the Bowery, the Bowery. I'll never go there anymore.
Such things and they do strange things on the Bowery, the Bowery. I'll never go there anymore.
Never go there anymore.
Never go there anymore. You know, there's one sort of person that I've always had a mighty lot of respect for, and that's the Indian. I reckon they've had just as bad a break as any one of us could have, losing their lands and their families and their belongings, being almost strangers in a land that was once all their own. And yet the Indians have sort of taken it in their stride. They shrug and smile and forget about their troubles. They never speak words of sadness, for their hearts are busy singing the Indian love call. When I'm calling you, that means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue. and waiting all alone. But if when you hear my love call ringing clear, and I hear you answering echo so dear, then I will know. Get a heap of real enjoyment out of these friendly little get-togethers of ours, sharing our thoughts and our songs and our memories between us. And I only hope it's brought as much pleasure to you, too. If it has, well, I'd be mighty pleased if you'd care to join with us again the very next time we come visiting down this way real soon. I'll be looking for you. Until then, this is your old friend Singing Sam saying goodbye for now. Thank you.